I did some research and found out what happened, and you know, that was concerning. It always going to be a concern to us, anything like that happens in the area. But I want our parents to be assured that we were on top of it, and we posted the guy's picture in our clubhouse there in Bryan to let them know that we were aware. But one of the things that about our kids is, if something would have happened like that, we'd feel like that they would have let us know, because it's something that we talk to the kids about safety when they're out on the streets and in unfamiliar areas, or even in a convenience store like that, and be aware of what's going on around them, and to be sure and tell an adult if something was to happen to them. So we try to be proactive on things like that with our membership and provide them with programs that will be helpful to them in a situation like that. Although we hope, we pray that that will never happen, we do want our kids to be prepared, because unfortunately that does go on.
Yeah, it's a fact of life, and it doesn't discriminate what neighborhoods either.
No, sir, it doesn't. It doesn't. Who would have thought it was right there in a convenience store? But like I said, one of the things that's great about the club is we're proactive on those kind of things and try to stay out in front of it.
And it's also something, too, correct me if I'm wrong, but club members are transported to the club and they're picked up from the club, so you have little, if any, membership that's on their own going on and off campus in that,
yeah,
right?
It's very few these days because of everything. I remember myself as a kid, I don't know that I was ever transported to the club, but I've always walked both ways. But nowadays, very few of our kids walk in and out of the building without being transported from one another, other than those that live just right there.
And then the news release also talks about a national pilot program that you guys are going to be participating in.
Right, yeah. I visited with Boys and Girls Club of America about that today, and so we're really excited about bringing some additional tools to our staff and our volunteers to help our membership. That's really exciting to us on that level.
And what's this going to involve?
It's going to have us looking at every piece that we do in and around the Boys and Girls Club, from volunteer to recruitment, to implementation, to training of staff, to how our facility is supervised, and all facets that go into running a Boys and Girls Club. We're going to be doubly sure that everything's as safe for the kids in all areas as we can.
Is there anything else that I missed that you want listeners to know about this situation?
Well, just to make sure that they understand that we're going to take care of the children, and that all our people are trained, all our staff and the volunteers have face-to-face contact with kids. They're going to go through a thorough background check. That's one of the things I got to applaud our national organization about, is the work they've done is really leadership in those background check pieces, and being able to get them to us at such a reasonable rate through a private company that does that has just been fantastic for us, because we have so many volunteers with the university, such a partnership that we've had with them and their student population. We'll do over 1,000 background checks this year from volunteers, and I stack our staff and our volunteers' staff up against any club or organization in the country that works with kids, simply because of that university and blend. We're fortunate in this community to have as quality of people in our buildings as we do.
What's the current enrollment over at the Bryan Club?
We'll serve a little over, between Bryan and College Station, we'll serve a little over 2,000 kids during the course of the year. Our membership's going to run about 1,500, and the other youth serve, whether one area or another, kids from a church group or whatever coming in or to utilize the facility.